Welcome back to Punch Drunk Nerd, the podcast where three friends, three amigos, three bambinos talk about nerd shit. This week, we don't have a feature discussion, but that's okay. You're not here for us to talk about feature discussions. You're here to listen to us jibber jabber. My name is Luis Gonzalez, and with me is
Miguel Sanchez
and Ed Bull.
And this week, yes, we have some news and what we're into. Let's jump right into the news, guys. News. What's in the news today? SAG Awards. The SAG Awards happen, and listen, everyone's winning everything. Typical. You know, Oppenheimer's winning all the awards. Bear's winning all the awards. Beef is winning all the awards. But there was a surprise. Pedro Pascal won for best actor in a TV series, dramatic TV series. He was surprised. He didn't expect it. He got super drunk. And I just thought I wanted to call that out because everything else has been pretty, like, standard. The only thing
That was kind of the one that you wanted Succession to win. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, maybe the actors thought differently. So then they're the ones in the union.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about that. Yeah.
Why don't you work a couple jobs, get in the union, and then you can decide who wins that award, Ed, huh? Why don't you pick up the craft of art, of acting? And,
join the union. Oh, too loud. My bad.
We also had the Spirit Awards. I didn't watch the Spirit Awards, but I did see that Past Lives won Best Picture.
Yeah, that's
my number one movie of the year.
Like, talking about awards that, you know, shaking things up a little bit. Past Lives got some love. And then Jeffrey Wright won Best Actor for American Fiction that night.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was, you know.
Honestly, good for him. At least he got
It mixes it up a little bit too, you know. I was happy for Past Lives. And I was just about to look it up. Did you guys watch the opening monologue for the Spirit Awards?
I did send a clip. Ed,
are you serious right now?
Are you being,
Miguel
are you being
sent
a
us
dick?
The clip. Are you is
nope.
this a bit?
Nope, just a dick.
Miguel sent us this video. And
yes,
then you
yes.
sent,
and then
video,
you sent and then it back to us.
And then you're asking us again if we've seen it. Yes, I've seen it twice now.
Okay. I love Ed's doing a bit. Hang on.
Is this a bit?
No, it wasn't a bit. I'm just a fucking dope. I'm sorry.
No, not you being serious, Ed. God damn it, Ed.
No, I mean, like, I was setting this up because we're on a podcast, you know. Hey, have you guys seen that opening monologue to the Spirit Awards?
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah. We'll edit this to make it seem.
No, I won't. Okay.
anyway, it was funny. It was fucking funny.
First off, Aidy Bryant is hilarious.
Tell the crowd because they haven't seen it. They're not on our text chain.
Yeah, I couldn't remember her name. That's what I was going to. Nothing.
Her name is.
She called a lot of people stupid bitches.
Give Miguel space to say her name. Go ahead, Miguel.
Thank you. Her name is Aidy Bryant, okay? And you're the big SNL guy of the whole group, okay? She was formerly on SNL.
I don't remember their names.
She had her own TV show, didn't she?
Yes.
On Hulu.
Yes.
Yes. Shrill.
Well,
First off, Aidy Bryant's hilarious. She's so hilarious that the season right before she left SNL, Lorne Michaels brought on this new cast member that kind of looked like Aidy Bryant because he was like, well, you're leaving. I need to have like a replacement for you.
Yeah.
And a year later, both of them are gone. Okay. Like Aidy Bryant is hilarious.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't watched SNL for years.
I get that. And we can have a whole SNL talk later. Okay. Like that's not a now thing.
We got some more Jurassic news. No, I'm not talking about Jurassic World. I'm not talking about Jurassic Park. I'm talking about Jurassic League.
what is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Say more.
So James, old Jimmy Gunn, is coming out with us.
Oh,
new
no.
Content.
Oh, no. You're talking about that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I thought it was like Rocket League with dinosaurs.
No,
you're talking about.
No. I'm talking about the Justice League as dinosaurs. Okay.
Oh, man. Guys, this is the space for us to talk about this.
This was a comic book in 2022. Very recent. Okay. And if this is going to be for kids, but let me ask you, Miguel, did your boy like dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Did he like superheroes?
Yeah.
Put them together and you're going to get money. Okay. That's what they're trying to do here.
I will
get
it.
Money. They're trying to get out of their $1 billion of debt.
I will give it a chance, but I have to say that these are the types of things that I don't want to see from James Gunn's DC. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need everything for him to be like, you guys know I made Guardians of the Galaxy. You guys know that I made like a D-tier comic book series, made it kind of mainstream. I could do it for every single fucking one of them.
Yeah.
Well, wait till I tell you the names of some of these.
Oh, shit. Creatures. Let's go. Wait, can we guess? Can we guess?
Okay. Go ahead.
So it's like Dinosaur Justice League, right?
Yeah.
So there's like probably play on names of the guy.
It would be like, hilarious if the names are exactly the same.
Just, like, it's a Batman.
Steve Rogers. Yeah. Oh wait, it's Batman. Batman, like, Superman, like
Bat Rex.
Oh,
super Donaldon.
Let's do Superman. Superman first.
Okay. Brachiosaurus Wayne.
I said Superman first.
You're such a bully sometimes.
I know.
No, it's I'm really just woken being that me. Guy tonight. Go ahead.
Okay, Superman is super sore. And that's 2 years leaving out of Miguel's body. Let's do Wonder Woman.
Wondersore.
Wondersore, Batsore, Flashsore, Aquasore. No,
Aquasaur is what you put on a herpes.
Yeah, yeah. No. Her name. Wonder Woman is a Triceratops, okay. And they call her Wonder Dawn.
I thought you said.
I thought you were taking this serious.
Yeah. Wonder Dawn.
Wonder Dog.
No, Wonder Dawn.
No, I know. But great.
Batman's a T-Rex. This one isn't too inspiring, but he's a T-Rex, and his name is Batwalker. Batwalker. But that's not what's the funniest one. Let's do the Joker, because you know the Joker's in this.
Sure.
What do you think the Joker's name is?
He's a Velociraptor, I bet.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I don't know.
His name is Jokerzard.
Stop.
Oh man, I'm gonna text you guys an image of Jokerzard so you guys see what it is. But yeah, if they're just gonna dinosaur-esque, you know, these characters. What's that?
Here's how much faith I have in this franchise. My my son came home the other day. He's almost 5 years old. He comes home the other day and he goes, "Dad, you know dinosaurs?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "They had really small brains." And I was like, "Yeah." And that's about this much bigger than this idea of Dinosaur Justice League.
Well, that's all I got for you on the Jurassic League news. It's coming out sometime, someday.
We'll let Superman come out first, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, Superman one thing at a time. That's the thing is, like, no one has faith in DC right now. Now's not the time. It's like when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, they were like Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Avengers.
They were deep.
Guardians? You guys want to try Guardians? And we were like, kind of.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Like, we're not there yet.
No.
Dinosaurs have tiny brains. The executives at DC.
These poor executives have to do a lot of work. To make sure that DC is successful. Another poor thing is Poor Things. Poor Things is hitting Hulu on March 7th, right before the Oscars. So,
yay.
It's mostly for the viewers. It's mostly for the viewers to watch it, because I think the voting is over for the Oscars. So.
Yeah. Miguel, is that something you're trying to watch?
Oh, I was going to say this earlier. I am trying... Listen... I feel like every Oscar season, I try to commit to watching all of the Oscar movies, and it just never happens. Okay, it just never happens. So this year, I was trying to tell myself, I want to watch 2 Oscar movies that I haven't seen already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've seen Killers, like, just because I was going to see that one. You know what I mean?
But you've seen Barbie, Oppenheimer, The Holdovers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen a handful of movies just because, you know?
Right, okay.
So if I'm going to, like, make the effort, I'm trying to see 2 Oscar movies. Okay. And I kind of keep gravitating towards past life. Hey, it's a party here. celebrate Miguel. Past Lives, I kind of want to see, just because Luis really talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
And I do want to see
Poor Things.
Poor Things. I almost said Fool's Gold.
Ooh.
I feel like I can sit down and I can watch both those movies. Oh, I do also want to watch American Fiction.
I want
so
to
that
see
might kind of kick one of those out.
And Anatomy of the Fool.
Oh, actually, to be honest, I do really want to watch that one too. So there's like a good handful, and I'm gonna pick two of them, and it's gonna be random. Like it's gonna be tonight I play this one, and tomorrow it's the next one, and those are the ones I'll vote for Oscars. For
okay, so it won't be Poor Things, because Poor Things comes out March 7th, and today's February 28th. And
yeah, I'm gonna be honest, it's lower on the list. I don't like a wacky theatrical. You know what I mean?
You don't like weird, dark.
I don't things. Like weird. I don't.
Well,
I don't, mind
don't
weird.
Play this in front of your son at all, for the love of God.
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Great job, everybody. That's the news.
Oh God, we're flying through this short episode already.
We're almost done here. Just hold on to your butts here. No future discussion. Next week we will be talking about Dune 2. The hype is real. Okay,
guys,
let's
so
talk
excited.
About that. Let's talk about how much hype.
I mean, Luis and I can't wait. Ed's over here talking shit
I got
about
my
it.
Tickets. I already got my tickets Friday night. I'm ready
I had my
to
tickets
go.
3 weeks ago.
Oh, I bought mine yesterday, and I'm seeing it before you.
Frick. I got a kid. I got to work that out. You know? yeah, no, well, you, I've got IMAX.
Okay.
IMAX on Sunday. True IMAX, you know. Now that it's up and running.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're going with our friend Sean Carter, who is a big Dune head, and who I went with to see Dune Part 1 in IMAX a month ago. So, yeah, very excited. Very cool. And you're seeing it in Dolby, right?
I am seeing it in Dolby. There's too much. It's
going to be cool, though.
It's the Oppenheimer effect, which is happening right now, where IMAX pretty much booked up for a couple weeks, and I won't have access to that again for like a good IMAX experience till, you know, like I said, a couple weeks.
I saw recently last weekend, I guess when this episode airs last weekend, the Dune had like a preview or whatever. And so I clicked on it because I was like, maybe I can sneak in and like quickly see Dune real quick.
Yeah.
Every single seat in every single theater in every single showing was booked.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can't even get like the shitty like A1 seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, it was packed that what when they were just doing the one night only, which was always never gonna just be the one night, you know. Yeah. But that was a pretty packed
I will
theater.
Say,
and but we got good seats. I was pretty proud of that.
That's good.
I don't normally go on reviews and read a bunch ahead of time. Like I just try to watch the trailer and go, you know. But it's a surprising, and I know this is kind of like a line we're towing because we've been kind of shit talking about comparisons in the group chat, but I mean a lot of the reviews have been so positive.
Like it's too positive.
I hear
too hard, too strong, too early, and it's just too much. Do you know what I mean?
I'm surprised they lifted the what do you call them,
like the ban or whatever.
Yeah,
the preview
review.
I don't know. I guess maybe because it's a movie I'm already excited about, but it makes me happy that like people are like, yes! You know what I mean?
It's always reassuring.
It's so good!
Always, especially with something like this that's big and full of hype.
And
like we were kind of feeling it towards Barbie, you know, as it got closer, you know, or other like big like superhero releases. Like Endgame had so much hanging on it.
Sure.
And like, you, whenever you started seeing those reviews come out, you were just like, oh, thank fuck. You know, like, thank God. It just turned out good, and then you go see it, and of course it is. But yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel Dune 2. Like, it's like, okay, yeah. It feels like a general reception is pretty positive. And also, like, if you think about, oh, I was really excited to see Dune 2, but maybe this character or this actor is a little so-and-so. And then you read every review and they all go, oh, you know that actor? He's fucking awesome. Oh, you know that character? They fucking rock. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? Let me go see it. And if I'm going in and I hope it's a 10 out of 10 and it comes out to be like a 7 out of 10, then all right, I'll take it. You know
what I mean?
You're
fine with that? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it's being raised so high up. It's like, but it's fine. Dune 2, check it out next week. We're going to be doing a review on it.
A very serious question for you both. You're both AMC Stub fellows.
You better believe it.
You are.
Yeah, that's what the premium membership is called.
Servants of Nicole Kidman. So are you guys going to walk away with a sandworm bucket?
Okay.
Elise, you have been tempted in the past.
You directed that question to all of us, but I think we all know who you're really talking to right now.
But Miguel, would you? If you saw it and you were just like, ooh, I could grab that real quick.
I'm going to be very honest.
Because I'm an AMC fellow.
Let me tell you this real quick. I've bought exactly one popcorn bucket in my entire life from AMC. Yeah. It was the Ninja Turtle movie because it came with like a pack of Ninja Turtle toys. I gave all those toys to my son, and we turned that Ninja Turtle popcorn bucket into a wastebasket in our bathroom. Okay?
Nice. Like, that's perfect, though.
No, it's kind of great, but I'm not the one that's clamoring for popcorn buckets.
Sure.
Funny enough, I actually myself only have the one bucket. I was close to getting the Optimus Prime one, the Thor one. Yeah, I was close to getting the Optimus Prime one, and I was like, no, you need to be responsible with your payments. however, this time, I'm seeing it Friday. If I can, tomorrow or Friday, because I'm working from home, because we filmed this on a Wednesday, I am going to go to the movie theater at 2:12, and we have three theaters nearby. I'm going to go to the tiny one. I'm going to go to I'm going to say, excuse me.
Smart.
I'm going to go to the tiny one. I'm going to say, I would like a Dune bucket, and then just walk the hell out of that theater. Because yes. I promise you this, I'm going to go to the 10 o'clock. My showing's at 10 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
That bucket's going to be sold out at that time. Everyone's going to be flooding into the biggest theater. I'm not going to have any chance. So I'm going to try to go to the smallest theater and get that bucket as early as I can, because at this point,
I have two quick thoughts. First off, I love the commitment to...
Oh, no. Sarah heard me saying that. I'm not getting the bucket.
No. She was like, if you fuck that bucket, we are done.
What do you mean? It's like a moment of time.
Get her on the pod and let's hear her thoughts real quick.
She doesn't want to be on.
No, I get it. But yeah, I wouldn't support this either.
It would be bad for her cred.
She's going to blow up one day. She doesn't need to be in the Dune popcorn discussion. Okay. Here's the thing. First off, I'm just blown away because like you were such like the popcorn bucket guy. Okay. And I love that you have like a formula to getting these buckets. You know what I mean? You're like, well, I'm obviously going to go to the smallest theater at 10 a.m. to get it.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'm kind of blown away. Ed, maybe you feel differently because you're kind of like a movies guy. You'll go to a movie any time of day. 10 o'clock, baby? 10 o'clock p.m.?
So you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's actually very strategic. I'm going at, actually, I think it's a 10:30, 10:45 screening.
At night?
Yes, at night.
Baby.
Whoa, excuse me. Is that too...
I get it. I am not going to a 10:45.
Do you remember when we used to go at midnight for movies? Wait in line. I think I saw X-Men First Class at midnight. I had to drag Sarah into that experience. No. 10:45, the reason being is because I'll get to spend some time with Sarah. We'll have a good time. And then I'll be like, all right, good night. And she'll go to sleep. And then I'll depart.
Oh, that's sweet.
Then I'll watch the movie by myself. Well, I'm seeing it with a friend.
Good. Well, no, I'm glad that you're sharing the experience with someone in the moment. Like,
Ed, would you go to a 10:45 showing?
I mean, I fucking did with Godzilla Minus One to see it in IMAX that one time on a Sunday. IMAX?
IMAX on a Sunday.
After IMAX on a Sunday.
After my wrist.
I went to the IMAX and I was coming. I taught that wee lizard what for. Anyway,
I'll tell you what, it was minus one, but I grew 1 inch that night.
I don't think I've ever spit tape before. Okay.
But yes. Yeah. Generally speaking, that wouldn't be my go-to. And I know Dune is like long, you know, like.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Like 10:45, bitch, you're not getting out till like 2.
Come on.
Like,
That's fine. Sometimes I go to sleep with my little iPad under my sheets and I'm sleeping at that point, you know?
That's so cute. That's so
But now it's not the iPad, it's the PlayStation Portal. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I've been playing that. It's been nice. The portal's been nice. You know, we're talking about what I've been into the portal. We can float right into what we're into.
Let's do it, Luis.
I've been playing the portal. Sarah was on TV. I wanted to finish playing Arkham. So I brought out the portal, been playing it. I had a little bit of haptic feedback, and I loved it. I like
that.
Dope. I want
That's
a little
dope.
Vibration when I play. And it's going great, having a good time.
Any issues?
No, just joy. Just pure joy and happiness is coming out of this thing.
Does it get hot?
No.
Does it feel heavy after a while?
I don't think I played it long enough for it to feel heavy right
okay,
now.
Okay, so let me check in a month. That's fine.
Check in a month.
What about the battery?
I think it's, again, I think it's like 2 hours. Not a dumb question, but I don't think I played long enough again to well, it did, it was low on battery, and then I recharged it while I was playing, so that's fine.
I love that the chargeables in our life right now, you plug them in a USB-C and like 20 minutes later they're ready to go.
That's
like, do you feel like it's a quick charge, or do you feel like I have to?
I don't know enough about that either. Still, it's a laser.
How about laser. Okay? A little too soon.
With me for
a
little month,
too soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Have you really even looked at it since we
Luis, beyond the podcast, I want to get one for my birthday, so I need you to be honest with me. Okay.
I will be very honest. First off, it's a great experience, especially because you have people always hogging up the TV, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, this kid, he's gotten into it. All of a sudden the Switch doesn't matter anymore. He only wants to play PlayStation, and you can't play the PlayStation and the PlayStation Portal at the same time. For me it's a little bit of a, because I'm gonna like play the Switch, he's like, nah.
I'm a PlayStation boy now.
No, all of a sudden Mario doesn't matter anymore. Can I tell you guys the games he's been playing? He's like Little Big Planet 3. He's also been playing, he likes the Spider-Man game, so he keeps asking me to play Spider-Man 2, but I keep telling him we're waiting for the new game plus. He doesn't understand.
Okay. And you want to play him as like an unstoppable Spider-Man with all those.
No, absolutely. And I tried to explain it to him, and I was telling him, well, I couldn't really explain new game plus, so I was like, oh, they're adding new suits, so we would just want to wait for those new suits.
Yeah.
And then the other day he was talking about Little Big Planet, and I was like, well, I think the best one is Little Big Planet 2, but you can't get it anymore. And he goes, oh, because they're adding new suits. And I was like, no, no, that's not quite what's happening there. But yeah. But no, I mean, Little Big Planet, Fall Guys. He's been playing Fall Guys a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he just comes home and he goes, I want to play PlayStation, Daddy. As I play on the Switch, he goes, oh, I want to play with the controller. He's talking about the PlayStation. I want to play with the controller. And it's like, I can't justify spending this money on the Portal if that's he's tough. Just going to play the PlayStation at the same time. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's hard.
But I'm ready to bring it upstairs and throw my sheet over my head and fucking play and be like, Kristen, shush, I'm playing. You know what I mean?
Turn on the white noise and she won't be able to hear it anymore.
I have one last question. I have PlayStation headphones that I bought for my birthday last year, like the PlayStation over the ears ones. I assume they hook up to the portal. Do you have headphones that hook up to the portal?
I have headphones, but it's like wired headphones, so I have to plug it into the thing. It's not like I can't use the Bluetooth. You can only use the ear.
That's an auxiliary port?
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of dope. Ed's on board. I'm on board, to be honest.
Say no more.
Rodeo.
I like a good aux port.
No, I'm down to clown, because I feel like the PlayStation headphones would probably Bluetooth right into it.
I think
no problem.
So. I think they work together.
Try a Bluetooth next time, and we'll talk, okay?
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, Portal's been great. What have you guys been up to? Ed, you watched The Last Voyager of the Demeter, whatever the fuck it was. Demeter.
I did. Demeter. Well, Miguel, you give me shit a lot. Oh,
fuck. All right.
Because you're just like, oh, you won't just throw anything on. But,
This is the Chili's of your cinematic viewing experience, Ed?
I was just like, well, I didn't love this movie. But no, I'm always down for like a good old monster flick,
and that makes sense.
I've been kind of waiting to see this one. So this is about the ship that transported Dracula from Transylvania to London.
Can I ask you this? When you press play on a monster flick, are you like, oh,
I'm just like, and I know the story to death. You know what I mean? It's just like, there's no surprises.
Wait, is this like a common story that they took Dracula on a boat and traveled him and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Dracula? I thought you were asking. This is literally a storyline. You know what I mean? In the way that Bruce Wayne loses his parents, you're like, yeah, they put Dracula on a boat.
No, it's like a transition, and like halfway through the story, and the ship arrives in London, and all the crew are dead and stuff, and all their in the book, I mean, all there's like any evidence is the captain's log where he wrote about what happened, and this is what the movie is based on. So yeah, it's just about the crew.
Never knew what happened to the crew. It just they arrived already dead, but this is the story that tells what happened
exactly. It was, you know, strongly implied that fucking Dracula did it, you know what I mean? Right.
This is the Rogue One of Dracula.
Because they had to so it's it was interesting. It was a fun, I mean,
how did Dracula look? Did he look like visuals?
That was one thing, like it was a lot of CGI at first, and then as he kind of morphs into his more human form, a performer with makeup on it and very pointy teeth and shit like that. He has wings, of course, but there are some scenes that he looked really cool, and then some where it's just like, the movie, straight out the bat, I would say it was way too long. It should have been an hour and a half. It was just at 2 hours.
That's kind of the staple of a movie that you just throw on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? One of the qualities has to be it's a little too long.
It outstayed its welcome.
Sure.
Felt a little tropey. Yeah. They try to incorporate these characters that, you know, obviously you don't meet in the book or any other. But the feeling was there. It just kind of, like I said, it just felt a little hammed up at times, and there were some cool shots and some intense moments, but overall it was just kind of but I did it.
All right.
I've watched it.
Well, it's on our Plex, so I guess one day I'll watch it too.
Yeah. Just, that's how I watched it.
Okay.
First off, I just love to hear that you sat down and you watched a movie that you were like, obviously I don't want to watch this movie.
Oh, just like I'm not expecting much out of this movie, you know what I mean?
No, and sometimes you want a burger, you know what I mean? and sometimes you just want to be by the river.
Yeah, I can't have caviar every day. Yeah. You know.
It's too rich.
It's too rich. It's not good for my body. It's not good for my body.
You want gout. You need a little bit of fat.
Yeah.
This is your Black Adam. This is what Black Adam was to me. I was like, it's not gonna be good, but you know what? Fuck it.
I'll do it, you know? I'll sit through, and I did. God damn it, I did. I sat through the whole fucking thing. And I got to see
Daddy, I'm hungry. Not now. I'm sitting through this whole thing.
I love this.
Previously, you've mentioned that, my daughter knows when we sit down and watch a movie, we watch the whole movie. We don't skip scenes. You know what I mean?
No. Context. Context is key. Kids
she can't even spell context, but let's sit through the whole fucking movie.
I mean, kids ask enough questions already, I feel like, during movies. So sure. Lily especially is like, what's happening?
That feels like the difference in dad opinion here, and this is not a judgment or anything. But it feels like you don't like questions during movies, and I welcome them. Okay. If my son is actively engaged in a movie and he's asking questions, I'm like, yeah, boy, that's the question to ask right now. But it feels like you would be like, shut the fuck up.
We are in a movie. You respect this.
Not even that. It's just a more subtle, you pause it and you're like, what?
No, Ed would just raise the volume more. Beep, 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 beep. creepy genre out.
Wow, you guys are making me feel like a really good dad right now. Thank you very much.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you've given me something to think about.
I will say, if we're talking about it, I have been on kind of like a movie kick with my son recently. We got a little charged in the group chat a couple days ago about this. I didn't realize you guys were going to jump on board and start telling me all these movies my kids should watch, which I loved. Okay.
Yes.
But I just recently got him to watch. So first off, he's super into like animated movies, Pixar, Disney, whatever. Any cartoon movie, and I'm all down for animation, but every now and then you just want something a little different, you know?
I want something a little more real.
Exactly. Yeah. And we just randomly threw on Tim Allen's Jungle to Jungle the other day. It's on Disney, I think. And we put it on, and we have a rule in our house, and this was before my son was born. My wife and I have a rule of, if the movie doesn't catch you in 10 minutes, you turn it off. Kind of deal.
Wow.
Oh, hard. Yeah, you guys. Sorry. Well, that's a separate conversation if you guys want to talk about that later.
I'm like, I'm 10 minutes in. I guess I got 2 more hours left, and then I just keep watching.
Well, I mean, I don't.
It's not, beautiful, it's though. Not, I think that's great.
It's not like
I think,
a hard and fast. Like, 10 is like the threshold. Like, yeah. But like in general, if it doesn't kind of capture you quickly, then, you know, we don't need to force ourselves. That's kind of what we think.
That's healthy.
So we threw it on the other day, Jungle to Jungle, and my son just kind of locked in, and he was like, what's that boy doing? Why is that boy doing kind of deal? And we watched the whole movie. He was cracking up. We watched it over a couple of nights. And then after that, I was like, well, shit, he's watching like a real life movie, and the kid was the central focus. So I was like, let me find another movie like that. And we watched The Sandlot.
Yes.
Dude, yes. That fucking killed in this house. I was kind of mad because I think I recorded a podcast one night and they finished the Sandlot without me. Like they have a tradition where my wife and son, they watch a movie while we record, and they just finished the Sandlot. And the next day I was like, oh, let's finish the Sandlot. And she was like, oh, we already did. Ugh. But he was having a ball. And so now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find those kind of like movies where there's like a kid element that kind of like sucks him in. So we talked. I mean, you guys came out with some great suggestions for kids, like The Mighty Ducks. Luis, you seem pretty charged about
that. I love The Mighty Ducks. That's great, a great score as well. Fantastic score.
And so when I said Mighty Ducks, there's the movie Paw Patrol, The Mighty Pups. Okay. And so he was like, oh, Mighty Ducks? Like, he thought, you know what I'm saying?
There's the Mighty Cats. There's the Mighty Gators.
Bro,
the Mighty,
I had to kind of tell him, I was like, whoa, it's not that movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We watched The Big Green recently.
Also a good movie, yeah.
Dude, like something about like kids and sports, you know what I mean? He was really having a good
time. I wanted to put Doritos or Cheetos on my chest and have the birds just eat them off of me. That's what happened in The Big Green, right? At the very beginning.
That's right. But there was also some other really great suggestions. I'm thinking about doing The Goonies. You know what I mean? Ed, you've never seen Goonies, right?
No, I haven't. It's been on my radar. I just never... I guess it's never around when I'm like looking for a movie to watch, I guess, you know?
I only thought about it because Josh Brolin just did that like My Career Timeline video where, and they started with The Goonies, and I was like, oh, that kind of fits into the theme of what we're doing.
But, yeah, we have access to it, The Goonies,
yes.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Behind the scenes, yes.
And it is like, obviously, we're talking about it's kid friendly or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I'm interested, like, we should throw together like a kid-friendly movie list, you know what I mean, as they get older, you know?
Yeah.
And try to find those movies we can watch that it's like, I don't want to watch another animated movie.
You know what E.T.?
Okay. I tell you the one I've been pushing in my house is Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. There's kids in that movie. It's dinosaurs. It's a little scary, okay? So we pivoted and we played the Jurassic Park Lego game.
Uh-huh.
And my kid loved that. And I couldn't believe it. It was like Jurassic Park 2, 3, World 2, 3, all in the game. And he was like, I love this. I was like, we could watch the movie. And my wife was like,
first scene is very scary for a kid. I'll tell you what, E.T. kind of scarred me for a bit. Because when they like went in and stole him, and then they trapped him, and then he's like, on that table.
Yeah.
And he's like pale as hell. I was not okay with that as a child.
You guys ever seen that meme where the guy tweeted, yeah, he was like, if me and my friends ever found E.T., we would have beat him to death with a hammer.
Oh, no, I didn't know that's where you're going.
No, I didn't. I expected you to make like a poo comment or something like it.
No.
Jesus Christ.
That's become like a meme where the punchline is, I beat it to death with a hammer.
What? Because that's just like what kids do?
Yeah, it's something about E.T. Be like, yo, let E.T. walk into your home. Like, let E.T. shake you awake out of dead sleep. And you have a hammer next to you in bed. Be like, yeah, I'm fucking swinging.
Yeah, give me. And then you have to hide the body. That would be a fun story. Anyway.
Can you hide a body when it's an alien? You know what I mean?
Right.
Or is exactly. Is it just like, you know what I mean?
What's that?
You flush a fish down a toilet. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's no big deal.
Throw it in the bayou. It's just like, look at this thing.
Sorry, it's gone off the rails. It's gone off the rails. But no, here's the deal. Let us know down in the comments, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever.
Family.
What's like that next level family friendly film? You know what I mean? Like if you're out of the baby toddler stage and you're like, let's all sit down and watch a movie together.
But not Jurassic Park moment yet.
Yeah, we're not quite Jurassic Park.
It's close.
It's on
the like list. Miguel, I can't wait for Jurassic Park and equally like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Oh, you know,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm trying to tell my wife, like, there are movies that we are going to watch as a family, and there are movies that I'm going to watch with my son. You know what I mean? Like, I need a dad son moment with him. You know what I mean? Right. And it feels like Indiana Jones is going to be one of them. Jurassic Park is going to be one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll think of more, but yeah, I'm definitely going to suggest them down below. Dude, what we're into. I didn't even mean to bring this up. All right. I will say this, about, just a quick little tag. I told you we were playing the Jurassic Park Lego game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lego games, if you've never played them, they just use like clips from the movies and then they like animate them with Legos.
Yeah.
The whole opening of the Lego Jurassic Park game is the Velociraptor cage scene where he's like, shoot.
Oh, wait, is it in Lego speak like burr, burr, burr?
No,
they say it.
And they all have guns too, and we're kind of like a no guns video game household. Like I can't play games in front of him when they have guns, and I was kind of like, oh shit, all right, my bad. And the whole thing is like, instead of the guy like getting his arm bit off, he's like eating a sausage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Velociraptor eats the sausage.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he got it. But no, he's like, shoot her. I
was
like,
oh, no. Shit. He's going back to school saying it.
But then I put the game down for a second and walked away, and he beat like three levels immediately. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, and that's when I was like, I mean, can we just watch the movie at this point? You know what I mean? Like, he's done it. Anyway.
I didn't even know there was a Lego game of the whole thing. From Jurassic Park to Jurassic World.
Yeah. No, download. It's on Game Plus right now.
All right.
You know, for me, it was like, I'm thinking like the first thing that really traumatized me in Jurassic Park was the little dinosaur that like spat oil at a. That shit freaked me out. That was.
Can I ask you guys one little button on this? I know I said it a second ago. Like, what was that movie that you watched as a kid that your dad or whoever let you watch that you were like, oh shit, I probably shouldn't have watched that?
Terminator, when I was like 5 or 6, my next door neighbor who was also named Edward
Miguel,
and we called him Big Edward. And him and my older sister were watching it, and I was just hanging out, and they just let me watch it. And it happened to be that bit.
Did they let you? Did they let you?
Or were they like, oh. They were just, I mean, they knew I was there and they were watching it kind of thing.
That was it, right? They were like, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
Go away, you know?
I was just like, what is that? What's happening? Why is he cutting his arm off and peeling it off? And it's a robot, fuck off. and then his eye too, it's grim. And then he rubs it with a towel. You've seen Terminator.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. And then, like, yeah, so that was pretty intense. And yeah. then, like, my friend showed me Aliens when I was, like, 7 or 8, and that gave me nightmares. That shit gave me nightmares.
Yeah, it did.
Hardcore. I was just like, he hyped it up to be this kind of, like, war movie. I was like, no, this is, like, nightmare fuel. What is wrong with you? Like, I don't know. But, yeah, so.
I agree with you. It's two Schwarzenegger movies for me. One of them is Terminator. That one, I guess, was just a hot movie that everyone wanted to put on.
Yeah.
And then the other one was Total Recall.
Whoa.
You guys know about this movie?
I haven't seen it.
Straight up, a face bubbling and eyes popping. Yeah. I left my body at that moment. I was like, is this life? Is this what we're supposed to be seeing? I had to rewatch as an adult to just kind of have some closure with myself because yeah. it really was.
That's what it was, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
It's like body horror. Miguel, did you have one?
My first movie that I was like, I shouldn't be watching this was Jurassic Park. Yeah, my parents took me to that movie. My mom tells the story all the time. She's like, yeah, I took you to Jurassic Park because I thought you would go to sleep. And then I didn't. You know what I mean? No.
How old were you then? Like 4, 3? 4.
Yeah, I was going to say, like maybe 4. You know what I mean?
Woof.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah. Wow, I love the tangents we took. I was just trying to stretch out this episode because we're not even at an
hour. Now we're going too long. So. Let's start wrapping it up. You know what I mean? No, I'm kidding. Okay, Miguel. Oh, so we talked about The Last Voyage. Miguel, you were talking about watching stuff. Duolingo. I'm gonna talk about Duolingo.
What you learning?
Yeah, so Spanish. Just trying to catch up on my Spanish again. And I was
do the
on...
rest of the episode in Spanish.
Huh? No. So I'm not gonna do that.
That's Spanish for now.
I realize in Duolingo that you can get ranked. If you get enough XP, you can get ranked in a league. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I've ranked up. And then I noticed that they were like 5 or 6 of the leagues above me. And I was like, you know what? This is good. This is healthy. I'm going to dedicate my time to getting XP, putting more time into Duolingo, learning more Spanish, practicing. And I move up in my leagues. And I started dedicating a lot of time to this. I started cracking the code on how to get more XP. Like, if you do this level at this time, you will get double XP, blah, 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 blah. I finally got into the Diamond League, the final league, okay? And let me tell you, it is no fucking joke to be in the Diamond League. The person who was number one in the Diamond League had more points in 5 days than I've ever gotten in over 250 days of doing Duolingo. No. At that point, I was like, this isn't worth it anymore. I started sweating and wasting time just trying to stay in the Diamond League. It was incredibly hard and time consuming. And I was like, you know what? This is the last time I've ever league chasing. After this night, I'm done with Duolingo.
You're like, good for you.
Yeah, no more. I'm proud of myself that I made it all the way up to Diamond League and stayed there for a whole season.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing this again. This is not. But
that's not what life is about.
This isn't what life is about. So I just wanted to point out there, if you're out there doing Duolingo and you're doing the Diamond League chase, I feel you. Also, don't feel like you have to stay there. Like, life, there's more things to life than staying in the Diamond League. And that's all I gotta say. I'm also reading a book called The Reign of Marvel Studios. I wanted to give you a tidbit here. James Cameron was originally, did you guys know this? He was originally going to direct Spider-Man.
Like the Sam Raimi one?
I vaguely remember playing.
Stan Lee and somebody else went to go pitch X-Men to him. To go direct X-Men. So this is before X-Men came out. And then Stan Lee interrupts him and he says, I hear you like Spider-Man. And James Cameron started writing up Spider-Man. And in the book, it explains that they were going to have Leonardo DiCaprio as Spider-Man and Arnold Schwarzenegger's Doc Ock. And he said, this is the greatest movie I never made. And he was incredibly proud of it. But
so
there's so many movie rights being thrown back and forth, he was like, fuck this. I don't have time to be waiting on y'all. I'm going to make Titanic with Leo instead of making Spider-Man with Leo.
Good for him. And that had to have been the moment that Leonardo DiCaprio was like, you know what? don't do superhero movies. That's what he's telling Timothy Chalamet, right? He's like, don't do superhero movies. That had to have been the moment.
Yeah.
But I will say, I've been on a James Cameron kick lately. I love Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. Don't get me wrong. I think it's pretty flawless. You know what I mean? A James Cameron Spider-Man movie would have absolutely smacked.
Yeah.
He also approached David Fincher and Christopher Columbus.
Oh.
I just saw a behind-the-scenes thing where Christopher Columbus was directing Harry Potter, one of the first ones, where the guy runs it. There's a troll in the dungeon or whatever.
Yeah, it's the first one. Yeah.
The first one. And the way he was directing those children, I was like, okay, he had a good handle on that shit. Like, Christopher Columbus, he can direct, like, a certain style of movie.
Oh, for sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Home Alone, you know?
Yeah, like, they didn't give him the rest of those movies, but he could have, and he probably could have done Spider-Man justice.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like, and they would have been very unique to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, any one of those directors, frankly. I mean, a David Fincher Spider-Man would be weird.
It would be a little, like, grayscale.
Yeah, that would be like Jake Gyllenhaal was Spider-Man, you know, that which route. Was,
they talked about it.
They talked about it. Yeah, yeah. Huh.
All right.
Yeah, that would have been interesting had James Cameron been a part of the superhero.
I'm just going to say again, he could have done it, okay? Like,
oh, sure. Avatar
really turned me around to James Cameron, okay? And then, like, basically every movie he ever directed before that I was like, oh, wait, this actually is fucking great. You know what I mean?
So whatever ones have you been watching, just out of curiosity?
I was saying earlier, I did do... Sorry, I'm not trying to step on Luis. So this
no, I'm done. I'm done. Go ahead. Yeah.
I have done like a slight James Cameron. We're in the middle of watching Titanic right now because both me and Kristen were like, we should watch Titanic. Like, that sounds great. But in fact, by the end of this episode, I'm going to go and watch Titanic right now. Okay. But today at work, I started watching Aliens.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, I've never actually sat down and watched that whole movie before, like all in one sitting.
Oh.
Alien, okay. The first one has always been, as honestly, like top five movies for me. Like, I love Alien. And I've always been kind of hesitant to watch Aliens because I'm like, yeah, you know, like, oh, they make it bigger and badder and yada, yada, yada. But then I became like an Avatar fan. You know what I mean? Then I became like a James Cameron fan. And then I sat down, I went back and I watched. Like, obviously, Terminator 2 is great. You know what I mean? So I said, let me watch Aliens. Dude, I've been watching this movie and I'm like, this is the fucking greatest movie in my entire life. I told you guys on the text chain, I'm kind of a sucker for like a parent kid like story arc.
Yeah.
And the whole time, like Ripley's like, Newt, oh my God, get behind me. I'm like, Newt, get behind her. Okay.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Yeah. I haven't got there yet. I know that happens. I have not got there yet. No, but it's okay. I know that happens. Like, I know the beats. Okay.
Yeah.
But I was surprised watching this movie because there was like maybe 45 to an hour into it. I was like, this feels like the climax of this movie. And then they're like, bitch, that's the opening of this movie. Okay. Like, there's so much more movie left. And I loved that. I reveled in it. And I know we kind of jokingly say like James Cameron was like, you know, Alien. And then he wrote the S with the dollar sign.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, James Cameron fucking knows how to make movies. He knows how to make like, not just a movie that'll make the studio money, but he will captivate an audience in a way that not a lot of directors do.
You know, he knows how to follow up on it, even if it wasn't his original idea. He knows how to expand on an idea.
I will say,
like, from Terminator to Terminator 2,
think Alien about to Aliens, it.
Avatar to Avatar 2.
I mean, like, yes, the sequel. His honestly, sequel. Is
his hard. Own movie. Yeah, he knows how to be like, I can do it better. You know what I mean? No, absolutely. It's one of those things where it's like Ridley Scott came back and did all the Prometheus movies. And it was like, you know what? If James Cameron wasn't doing Avatar so heavily, like, he could have absolutely brought back the Alien franchise. But,
well, he did. Wait.
I'm rambling.
No. Never mind. I misstepped.
He did.
Right.
He kept like kind of returning to the Terminator. I know he didn't direct another one, but like,
see, that's the thing is like, well, that was like, kind of a
they
franchise
need to kill that franchise.
He had to walk away from, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And he has this like personal love with fucking getting in the water. So Avatar: Way of Water, it was like the way of James Cameron. Like, we know that you can do this shit.
Yeah.
I will say that that was the awakening for me was Avatar 2. Like when I was like, oh, okay, you make movies. You know?
Experiences. Yeah. The James Cameron. They should just open a theme park dedicated to James Cameron, frankly.
I would 100%. Would 100% go.
Cameron Land.
if they were like getting the sub, I'd be like, no.
Yeah. No thanks.
Not today, James. Thanks.
Like, to the bottom of that pool right there? Maybe.
Seems tough.
Nice. Is it my turn?
It is, yeah.
I guess. I'll wrap it up. I've started watching the Amazon series Mr. and Mrs. Smith. with Donald Glover.
Tell me.
Pull up the cast right now. Hang on.
Emily Erskine, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, sorry. I had the... So, it's for those of you who, our listeners, watched the movie...
The frame, Ed.
Yeah, no, hang on. I'm just pulling up my computer.
You have a computer in front of you, though.
Let me get my...
Yeah, I don't want to just like slow it down. Anyway, so anyone who's seen like the 2004 Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, this is not that.
But in a good way, right?
So far in a good way. I'm curious to see where it goes. So basically, we meet the two characters who become Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Right at the beginning, where they are put into this relationship. It's not a like meet cute. They actually are assigned to each other.
Like a work thing.
Kind of like a work thing for this, this unknown boss, you know, that. And it's kind of like a business that hires multiple couples of hitmen, you know, or whatever. They kind of just do random missions, really.
They know they're hitmen?
Yes. Like, that's the job. They're, like, working together on different assignments, you know, that might be, like, taking a package from somebody else who is in the middle of delivering it, or getting information from one dude, or whatever. And, you know, so far it's pretty good. They do some interesting things with the action to kind of mix it up. It's not just like action scene after action scene after action scene, but it does build up some, you know, what I can only assume might lead to somewhere later on in the show where, like they're going to come back and fight, or, like, this character is going to come back, or, you know, it's... there's a lot of like supporting characters in each episode that kind of come in and out for one episode, and it's a big supporting cast with like John Turturro, Wagner Mara, Paul Dano is their neighbor who complains about their cat just randomly, you know. Alexander Skarsgård is in the very opening scene of the first episode, and then he's just gone, I guess, without spoiling it. Sharon Horgan from Catastrophe, she's also in it. And there's a few more that I haven't gotten to yet, so I wasn't going to mention them because it might be a spoiler. But it's been an interesting cast. Go ahead.
How far into the show are you? Like,
I've watched four episodes.
Of how many?
That's a good question.
Good.
Good. I like good questions. These are good questions.
In anticipation of this next time, maybe you'll have this information.
You know what? That's fair. I want to say 8.
Let's go with it. Let's fuck it. Let's lie. You know what I mean? Like, who even gives a shit?
It is 8. I was right. Okay, it's 8.
Let's go. Let's go. Right. I'm rooting for you, Ed.
So yeah, anyway, so far so good. It'll be interesting to see where it goes.
I
think the chemistry
is between, there.
Most of the time you kind of buy into it. Donald Glover's kind of just doing the Donald Glover thing. I mean, the costume design is on point. Like, they look great. Like, him especially.
I've heard the chemistry is great, but I do know that previously the female lead was going to be Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Right?
Yeah.
And do you, first off, on a writing aspect, do you feel that? And also on an acting aspect, do you feel that?
On an acting aspect, I feel like it would have been way different. I feel like maybe the interactions between the two would have been more deliberately punchier, whereas the dialogue between them now is more like you could tell they're trying to go for like a natural,
like organic,
organic vibe, where it's just kind of
mumblecore.
Yeah, kind of and yeah. To that point, I was going to say that's like one of my least favorite things about it. There are scenes that feel like meandering, but there are some scenes where you actually appreciate like the work they're putting into their characters. Yeah. Like you, again, like their chemistry works. Like when it clicks, it really starts to click. And then like, because at the beginning, they're strangers, but they've just kind of agreed to be husband and wife as a part of this job. And they're given this gorgeous house, and you know it's like full of all this like fine ware. They got like a pre-stocked bar and all these really nice clothes and shit like that, designer clothes and what have you. And their like adjustment to that lifestyle is interesting. And obviously, they've kind of like pursued lives of espionage before, but never got accepted into things like the CIA or whatever. So it's not like they don't know how to kill people, do it, but they're just like using their talents for this job, this kind of side hustle, if you will. It's interesting to see how they, you know, they get used to working with one another because they're both kind of free agents. So it leads to funny situations and stuff like that. But it's not like slapstick. It's just kind of like situational. And again, they try and keep it very natural and organic. It's been interesting. And I'm going to stick with it just to see how this season ends. It's not fair to speculate on if it would be better or worse with Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I love Phoebe Waller-Bridge, so naturally I would want her there. And I feel like I was excited by that prospect whenever they brought that up. So, you know, obviously it's disappointing that she's not there. But with everything else going on with the show and the, you know, how they're telling the story is very intriguing. So I'm interested to see where it goes. And it's not just like one of those, you know, action series where it's just like over the top action scene after action scene. You know, it's like, when action does kick off, they do it very differently each time. So, yeah. It's got me invested.
All right.
And I'll tune I'm back down. In whenever I get to the end of it. Yeah. So.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime Video. It's doing okay. And we'll see if it hits the landing here once we get to next week. Tune in next week when we talk about Dune. Maybe we'll talk about more Mr. and Mrs. Smith. We'll talk about Miguel's son is into. Maybe he'll jump on the podcast at the end, give his views on some kid shows. But until next time, it's been me, Luis Gonzalez, and with me's been
Miguel Sanchez
and Deadpool.
And until next time, later, Gators.
Later, Gators.